This is CliffCentral.com.
Are we in? Hey, when does the podcast start, Eric?
Just now.
There we go. Welcome back. It's Friday, 9 o'clock. My name's Dave. That's
My
Eric
name
Janssen.
Is Eric Janssen.
There we go. Welcome and back, Eric. Where you been?
Where have I been? I've been at home waiting to do the podcast, but then I found out people pre-recorded without me, and now I'm here. I'm focused. I'm back in
little,
life.
A little dig there.
Yes, I'm digging. I'm digging. No,
you
I'm kidding.
You got a phone on the Monday working. For the Friday.
I was working.
You said to me, I'm never coming back. I found a real job. You know when you win the lotto and
you tell your boss,
I never liked you. You stink.
If you send your boss, go fuck yourself. You don't have to go to work ever again. Yeah, I know that. But I didn't send that. I just said to you,
I've got a job when you come back to the podcast.
When did I say never?
I thought you said you had a job for days.
Prove me wrong by showing me that never message.
No, it wasn't a message. We chatted in words.
Where was this?
In your mouth.
Where were we when we had this conversation?
I phoned you and said, you come to the podcast. You said, I got a real job. What was your real job? Yeah. I know you couldn't speak about it. It was a secret.
Part of a VW and Uber campaign where we were the voice of vehicles.
Because a lot of Uber drivers drive the other brand.
Yeah, that other brand. Yeah, you know that other one that I'm not mentioning.
We can put them on.
Yeah, we can put them. Yeah, it's
put our people on.
Toyota.
Yeah, them.
Every Uber
Audi
drives in a Toyota.
And BMW. No. But
Hyundai.
This is with Uber Black. So the Audis, the BMWs, and the what's the other one?
I don't know.
Mercedes. So the people that drove those ones drove VW.
I'm drunk. Then I look at what the Uber's charging me, and I sober up so quickly. I just walk home.
What? 500 from Modderfontein. What? Yeah, no. So what they did was they swapped out the VW Passat for their Mercedes Benzes and the BMWs and the Audis, and then they drove it around, and every time we got a fare and the dude jumped in, we'd get a video call from the driver. And then we'd see the person sitting in the car. They wouldn't see us. And then we'd chat
to them as if we were the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this is. What do you think of this?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, wow, this is so cool. And a lot of people were just like,
leave me alone.
Please shut the fuck up. Yeah.
The Uber do that, though. If you get in the back, it means I don't want to talk. If I get in the front, it means I want to use your aux cable.
Yeah. No, but it was cool, though. I mean, for the most part. Because people did really engage and people interacted, and some people posted on social media. They're like, oh my goodness, we have talking cars now. Instagram story. So it was pretty cool. Hey, there's the music.
But still, that doesn't sound like jobs for days. That sounds like job
for a day.
Yeah, no, for 10 days.
Eric is being employed in a comedy capacity, and he's improvising stuff with people.
Yeah.
So that's what we always talk about this. There's not just comedy for us to do. So the ad agencies are now realizing that they get free content from comedians.
Yeah.
The Cokehead copywriters don't have to write the copy.
Yeah.
Get the comedians to do it.
And then it works.
Free content, though.
Yeah. So you're hearing other voices this morning.
It isn't free because they're paying them, but they're paying a lot less than they pay their copywriters.
Yes. No, they paid us.
This has nothing to do with
fuckload.
This is just because I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use the force.
So did you feel like Kit?
Yeah, I did. And I mentioned that in a couple of my jokes. And then people are like, that's funny. If only we knew who Kit was. Yeah, I used it once. And then the dude didn't know who I was talking about. He's like, who's this Kit? What Kit are you talking about?
Okay, like, cool.
Wow, you are young.
Generational gap.
Yes.
And that's me at the box. That's the name of my show.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
Talk
about something else. They just look at me.
Two generational gap between me and my father. I realized this. My dad is 3 times my age. Like right now.
At this moment.
At this present
moment. We had a golf day, so the golfers onto Everest, and the guy had a riddle. So he goes, when I was 6, my sister was 3. I'm 50 now. Well, she was half my age, so I'm 50 now. How old is my sister? So he's sitting there and goes, okay, now I get it. She's 63.
No.
So he goes, how the hell did she get older than me? He goes, yeah, but she's half your age, so it'll double every year.
What?
So she's 1,860.
Yeah, she's dead. She's
but then
dead.
What I noticed was when some people don't get the joke and they go, yeah, okay, yeah, cool, I got it. That's eventually what he did. He goes, okay, no, I get it. And as he walked away, he goes, she's 52. And the guy's like, you don't get it. You don't get it.
Wow. It's 47.
But he's worth like $500 million and he owns a paddle beater and drives a Lamborghini. So I'm like,
I would not take my car there.
Sure.
It's funny. No. It's funny how people don't have that street logic, but they have the mental capacity to make money out of just the book smart that they have.
Oh, yeah.
I know so many people that are dumb as fuck. Like, you know when it's painful to have conversation because they just say dumb stereotypical shit. Then you're just like, not all colored people steal cars.
You know, and how did you get into that? How did you get that high into your job?
What? Yeah, yeah. Like, why? Why are you in music videos? This doesn't make sense.
Jason Goliath says, you don't have to be the funniest, you have to be the moneyest. Work your stuff. Like, sponsors are important because you spoke about it now, VW. So if we can be nice to a sponsor, they'll come and be nice to us. But what happens with comedians when we're young is we'd rather be cynical. Well, I tried that. I went to ShopRite and I slipped on the floors. Into the sign that said "slippery floors," instead of being, because now you've got to actually, you've got to tell the lie.
So I don't want their sponsorship, you know, like.
Yeah, shop, right? Exactly. More like shop falling down. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where that was going, but I know it happened. So we are here now, and yeah, it's Friday. Like I was saying, we have two other voices.
Can you
voices.
Shout louder?
No, I shouted backwards. Okay. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I did. Very good. Very mic control. Yeah. Who we got, Eric?
We have two other guests. Guests, introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Robin Dunlop.
Awesome. And we also have
Ryan Holiday.
Swag.
Ryan
just
Holiday.
Need to speak
is that your real name?
Yes, Ryan Holiday with two L's.
Speak closer to the mic, please,
speak
man.
Closer to the mic.
Yeah. That's yeah, there we go. Cool.
Geez, that sounded like having sex with Eric.
come a little closer. Yeah. Just keep it like that. Okay. Can you get off me now?
How do you think I got to be on this podcast?
So there's a lot of
no, he wasn't on top.
Things happening right now.
Okay, Robin, what are you doing on our podcast?
What am I doing
here? You've been here before. Why are you here?
I'm because I like it here.
That's a good enough answer. I would have thought maybe you had some news, but I also think you like it.
I do enjoy it. Also, I have no news because nothing is going right in my life right now.
What happens is we listen to other podcasts on this platform, this Cliff Central thing, and they've got so many knowledgeable people. Like the lady on this morning was talking about fiscal policy and education and free education, and she's like smart, man. And you know when smart hits you and you actually stop and you go, wow, I'm going to listen for a little bit longer than normal.
Yeah.
And then we do this thing and none of us have ever been smart except Martin Evans. There is smartest podcast.
I pretend that I'm a bit clever. I went to university.
It sometimes doesn't have a funny to it.
I mean, I thought we were going to talk about fiscal policies, so now I'm going to have to dumb it down.
Yeah. We did have a chat about fisting policies.
and it came down to no. And then
that was the policy.
And then physical policies. Yeah, not even
wiggle
little,
room.
Not even like
even
three
a
fingers.
Wiggle room?
Nope.
Because what I've done is when Eric didn't pitch for the podcast, he wants an invitation to come to the
pre-record.
But the pre-record happened like in seconds, Eric. I must tell you, the guy said, "I'm available now," and I did it. So I know that us being in Benoni, we have to just get you.
No, not that. I mean, I'm not fighting with you.
I liked fighting.
I don't like fighting.
Brandon doesn't phone me at all.
I'm a strong man with a skinny man's mind is what I believe.
Brandon took himself away. He's gone.
Is Brandon like gone for real now? Like divorce and all? He was just like
divorced. He said, "I'm divorcing everybody.
Fuck this. I'm separating myself from
a new life.
From
Christian.
So I don't know. Robin, let's cover some news. You've been doing some. I saw you at Opikopi. What did you do there?
Yes, I performed. And I got scared away by one of those people on stilts while I was on stage. That was fun.
Were you high?
No, I wasn't high.
You got scared away.
I think if you're on mushrooms and someone those stilt things are quite scary, hey?
Yeah, cool. No. So on the third day, I was standing.
That's my jam.
On the thing. Hello. You wanna? I was standing like on the stage.
Wow, do you just wanna?
And
sounds like me during sex. You just want to switch that off?
Do you want to just quickly?
Not ready. It's not the time yet.
Very distracting.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
No, so I was standing on the stage at Opie, and then like the whole audience was there, and then like we're on the floor because we moved it into a more intimate space to be on the floor with the audience.
Yeah, people sitting
on
the floor.
And the stilt person walked like literally over me, and I just looked up, and I was so hungover, and my brain just went, "What the fuck's happening right now?" So I ran away.
All right, Robin,
I was talking about daddy issues. I was intimidated.
You were scared of the man on stilts. You were
no,
on mushrooms.
I was talking about daddy issues at the time, okay? I was very vulnerable. Very vulnerable.
Was your dad constantly on stilts growing up?
If you've got daddy issues, stay away from Opie Coffee.
Yeah, I know. If you have daddy issues and you hate people on stilts and your dad is one of the people, just vibe.
Did you enjoy Opie Coffee? Because it was new for you the first time?
Yeah, first time ever. Really fun. I'm glad that I went as an artist because I wouldn't have faced the normal toilets. It would have been very sad.
Do artists get a good toilet?
No, at backstage toilets. Well, they're nicer.
So you were running a little what? You have a very strong voice, Roman. Just letting
you know.
So you're running a little sideline business of selling a nice seat to people, I would have
a
done
nice
that.
Seat. No,
if taking you your own toilet seats to
you do. You meet a nice girl, and you go, hey, man,
this is not like the seat at your house.
We've got double ply and hello. And then Ryan Holiday, where is that your real name and you, where are you from?
I am from the East Rand, Benoni.
Nice. And,
swags.
We love the East Rand.
I love the East Rand.
Generally because all of us seem to be from there.
Yeah, we're from there initially, originally.
Yeah, and people's stuff. Expectation of you is super low, so you can only impress.
Yeah, you can only.
You can only hit the mark exactly.
That's exactly what impress. I was thinking.
It can't be worse than the image they have of
always
you.
Always have a shitty first
comedy
impression.
Started, you said, in February.
Yeah, I did one show in November and then went on holiday and then from February.
Holiday.
So. Oh, I had never heard that one, actually.
Vacation. Ryan Vacation.
Yes, that's me. So,
Ryan, take
yeah,
a break.
Since Feb.
Ryan and the Brick.
Since
Feb. And then who? Why? Why did you do this? Why? I asked Robin this as well. Why?
Yeah,
why?
Actually, it's been a long time coming because I'm 29, which is in my mind old. To
it's
get
pretty
into
old
it.
For comedy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not too bad.
I think in the back of my mind, it's always been like my strength. I just needed to get to a place where I suppose I had confidence to actually do it. You know what I mean? And stop being. The talk,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm gonna do this,
yeah.
And then actually throw
sense.
Yourself into it,
yeah.
But like the older comics always say, like I know I spoke to Dave about it. I spoke to Natasha about it. Robbie even said so. He said it's always cooler for guys to start later on because then you have the experiences already. So
yeah,
you've
yeah,
lived
like
your
life
and
experience.
You've got stuff to talk about.
So, yeah, you've been married, divorced, whatever, kids, or you've had a job, a real life experience. But then again, I think Trevor went straight out of school and just said, I'm gonna go be famous.
Yeah, no,
have
look,
experience being famous.
I tried and then I missed it. Shit, fuck, 21 already. Goddamn.
You know what another
it
thing is?
Missed me.
You're 23 now, eh?
No, I'm 21, David. I'm 21.
I got it that time. I got it.
You
like switched me off completely.
I got it.
Shouting on the other side of
if,
my life.
Okay, so here's what's happened, Ryan. Because we want you on the show again and again and again so that you can get grow your comedy and find
yes,
that stuff. Do you listen to the podcast?
No, I don't listen to the podcast.
You do know how
is
to download. No, you must
I'm
be honest.
No, honestly.
No one does.
Honestly, it's perfect.
You got it.
Literally no one.
Here's the thing. I have comedians on here and then I say, they go, hey, someone said, give us the link, chief. Like I'm putting in petrol.
That person's from the East Rand.
It was me. It was me. Because he asked me to share it and I was like, where the link
is. I don't know how the internet works, but when there's like a dot something, .com, .au, .porn, .something, it means it's an internet-based item.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then all I said, right. It says cliffcentral.com, go there, and the instructions, okay, cool. That's where people that were on the podcast asking for the link.
Yes.
So really, just go to cliffcentral.com, get the app, listen to the other podcasts. There's some incredible, for a young comic in South Africa, it's no good listening to a podcast with Joe Rogan, because their stuff is completely different.
Yeah.
Robin
yeah,
what?
Things if work could, very differently.
Their comedy said, they've got.
Everywhere.
There's paths that they want to go. So you find a comedian up there literally selling the audience his sitcom idea because there's someone in the audience that's a producer. So they're using it as a what did it be, like a...
Like an audition.
They're pitching. Every single comic's pitching. Then the natural comic comes up. They're not pitching. They're actually funny.
Yeah.
So they're on a different path. And we're not pitching sitcoms.
Oh shit!
Are you no. East Randers?
I mean, one day
they have, on Gareth's show they have a little mini pod called East Randers where Amanda talks about just general fictional characters. It's all her friends, basically.
Yeah,
they call it the East Randers. So that's also cool to listen to. But as a young comic, my advice is listen to this podcast. We've had some dudes on, we've had young dudes. The advice is huge.
There's been some great
it's
guests
incredible.
In here that
and they
shocked
me.
Some great advice.
Martin Evans. His gun law control stuff was incredible. It was like proper stuff.
The man with the gun in a fanny pack.
But no comedy. He spoke about American gun laws and things, and he was like, he was really into it. And I thought, why aren't people listening to him when he spoke about it?
Yeah.
So listen to the podcast.
He did a trip straight through America, so probably spoke to a lot of people about it as well. Very interesting.
Just said
man.
It's like there's no, it's not a law. It's a way of life. It's like this is my gun. Yeah. Please, what are you talking about? I must take it away. It's not even in their minds that the gun is a bad thing.
Yeah.
The humans, the kids are a bad thing shooting the people. He says, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I said, well, he got it. He got access to the gun. No, he's mad. He's crazy. Shouldn't have got a gun. Anyway, so then what we did, Ryan Holiday from the East Rand. Where did you perform last night?
At Bailey's.
Bailey's yeah, we did Bailey's in Bedford View.
I actually just went to go watch Eric and Gavin and Claudine, who actually didn't.
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't
yeah,
come
she
through. She had a different gig. Yeah, she.
I saw,
I
you
she
know
was
what
doing
it was weird. It says on the thing there, Claudine. But then the picture is of her with like a brown brick background. I'm like, where the fuck did they do this? Yeah. Bailey's.
Where did they find this venue? Just are they performing
honestly,
out of the kitchen?
Have you done Bailey's before?
No, it was my first time last night.
First time. Okay. Do you like it?
Okay, let me put it out there first. The whole setup of the room is weird. It works for the music, but it doesn't work for the comedy. Yeah. The music is dope.
The music is easy because the audience isn't involved. They can sit with their backs like this.
Yeah, they can chill, they can talk, they can do whatever.
It doesn't work for comedy.
What they should do is, you see where the stage is? They have that stair section. If they can build another thick platform on top of the thing next to the stairs and people have to climb on there to perform and have like a 360 performance, that would be perfect, I think.
So like a rotating platform, like you're sitting there and just No, not
rotating platform. Just a platform on top of
to
this
me,
thing.
To me, it's got those three things that make a comedy gig. People must pay.
Yeah.
There must be good sound and lighting.
Yeah.
And they must be able to see you.
Yeah.
That's a free gig.
Yeah.
And the people can't all see you.
Yeah, not everybody can see you.
So the room is split.
Yeah.
There's a definite split. That side of the room starts having fun. And this side with the tables,
they feel like
they're having, they're in the mood. And so many of the comedians have to choose. I saw Bongani. He chose the right side and literally ignored this entire. There were about 20 people on this side, and he ignored them.
I was telling Ryan the same
thing last
night before we went on.
It's not his fault. There's a split in the room.
Yeah,
they're doing it and they're paying top dollar. So
Look, I mean,
did you get your 1,000 rand and went home, eh?
Yeah, the oldest notes ever. I got blue. You know the blue notes before. Like Mandela's face was on there.
Just the animal.
Yeah, just the animal. Yeah. And all of them, all 10 of them were just old.
Do you know where you were performing?
What? Yeah, in the East End.
Bedford View.
In the East End.
You could have licked all the notes and got high.
they got all the notes from
Ellen DeGeneres says about that. She found out that you can lick a frog in the Amazon. And then she's like, how many other animals did we lick before we could find out that we could get high from
this? I also found it.
Went around licking
this
animals.
You want to try this hedgehog?
It's got spikes, though. Don't lick it. Tell us what you think.
It's got spikes, but you can lick it.
Yeah.
That's the name of my show.
Lick, yeah.
That my brother's one friend, when they were like in grade 6, they did this like plant botany thing.
Wow.
And my brother's friend literally tasted all the plants. And then he found elephant ear, which is like one of the most poisonous plants in your garden.
And he died.
And he ended up in hospital for like 4 days.
It's got a sad ending.
Yeah, he did
ending.
Die. I think he did. He must be dead by now.
He didn't learn his lesson. He's like, I want to find out why this shit made.
What do they taste like? Death.
If we're going to talk about the East Rain, I've got the right song. So we're just going
to
put that.
What are we listening to?
Ryan. What do we do? What we did for today's show is, I asked a few of our listeners. We got 7.
8 now, because we have a new guy called Cornelius.
No, he's been from the beginning.
No, Cornelius hasn't been listening from the beginning.
Has he? Yeah, he's my China.
What?
So Cornelius he said, I said, someone ask us some questions that you as an audience member, because we just spoke about a gig now that doesn't essentially work, so the comedians have to work harder. So they're kind of doing an intro for themselves every time they're on, which is not their job, it's the host's job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I said, ask questions that you want to ask at Parker's, that you want to ask it. At the box that you want to ask at Goliath Club.
That you can't ask.
A few comedians did ask some questions, but he came up, he emailed me, so he emailed like 20 questions. We won't get through all of them today.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, as a young comic, let's just go through these things.
Yeah, let's do it.
Perspective-wise.
Okay, but before we do that, we do still have the WhatsApp line. So, Michelle and Woody and who else? Who are the other guys? Michelle, Woody, there's another guy. Rob. Yeah, Rob Ransom, all the way from the Dutch land. What is that place called? Amsterdam. You guys know the number. But for those of you that don't know the number, it doesn't really count. It's 079-748-2090. WhatsApp us. Let's hear what you guys have to say. Ask us some questions, man. Ask us some questions. Okay, cool. So you were saying
someone sent a clown.
Yeah, that's Pennywise.
Yeah.
Pennywise.
You guys his name?
Yeah, his name's Pennywise.
If you guys watch that,
who gave him the name? Funny.
Stephen King, I believe.
Yeah,
no, but do the kids know he's Pennywise?
Yeah, the kids know that he's Pennywise.
Kind of weird.
Because
like
he says his name.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is he real?
He is real.
He lives in your closet, maybe.
No, but he's not real.
When you go to bed, just check.
No, but he's one of those demon type characters that manifests off
in
of
your
fear.
Dreams and your fears.
Yeah, so whatever you're scared of, he becomes that thing.
Oh, that man, sounds like what's that thing from
Harry
Potter?
A giant vagina.
And then he eats you.
Your biggest fear, just a massive vagina.
A vagina that I don't fit into.
You haven't been married yet.
He just sounds like a Boggart from, you know, from Harry Potter, that thing that comes out the... That's what they think of, my opinion.
Yeah, no, look, I had no idea what a Boggart was. I just didn't have the heart to tell you.
My working knowledge of Harry Potter is obviously not enough.
We actually, every time someone mentions Harry Potter, we have to play it out.
We just do this now.
Someone said there's an exhibition because Harry Potter book's 20 years old.
Yeah.
So they've got an exhibition of artifacts from the book.
From the movie.
It can only be 20 years old, even if it's a museum. It can only be 20 years old.
Yeah. I must say, there was something cool that this one dude, the guy that was like the car expert at this VW gig that we did, he told us that your phone responds to Harry Potter spells.
No way.
So like if you...
Siri.
If you do, yeah, if you're doing the Siri thing, if you're doing Google Voice and you say...
Grumption, manumption.
And then your phone does whatever function that is.
So they bought that from her.
He turned his phone torch on using that voice command. He turned it off.
But her stories are basically the Famous Five with a bit of witchcraft. Well, Enid Blyton did that. Why she not? Well, it worked. It's Famous Five.
Look, Enid Blyton was really famous until Dick and Fanny were not good names in the books.
That's their name.
It's still funny to me.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of Dick and Fanny.
Dick and Fanny. My favorites.
I find they go together nicely. They go together, peas and carrots.
Like peanut butter and jam.
Which are both actually acceptable lubricants.
Not crunchy though, surely not crunchy peanut butter.
No, that's like having a
that's not very like ripped right. for her pleasure.
Yeah, that doesn't about sound. This. Yeah, it's crunchy for her pleasure.
Okay, so let me just firstly, Cornelius looks at us and says the following. Firstly, from me and the other five listeners, thank you so much for doing the podcast every week.
Swag.
It's incredible.
You're welcome, Cornelius.
So he sucks up just a little bit. And
we love you.
Cool. So first question, he enjoys the comedy because it brings a balance. He says there's such a left and right balance and unbalanced. So everyone's either got this major conservative opinion or major hectic opinion, and we're just going, fuck it, we make comedy of everything. So he digs that side of it. So we are balanced. We are not bipolar.
Oh, thank good. You.
No, we are bipolar because we do both. So what it means.
Okay.
Here's a question. What does bipolar mean? What do you think the South African audience's appetite is for controversial comedy?
So here's what you've also got to do is you've got to split your audience. There's not a South African. If I have it, paint a picture of a South African audience, and then I'll take you to Pretoria, and there's a different audience. So some areas are more conservative than others. Durban cannot do. What did you call that comedy? And sneaky. What?
Controversial.
You cannot do controversial comedy in Durban unless you do it with charm.
Ooh, comedy.
They are so conservative, man.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, but also every audience changes. So like, you can do a set in Kitcheners and do well, and go to Benoni and die on your ass.
But what do you call controversial comedy?
That's our personal experience. Did you hear that came from a place of pain and sorrow?
Where did you die?
You were there. In Benoni.
You thought I was there. I was standing outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't listen.
I can't watch comedians die. I get all cringy.
No one enjoys that.
I just want them to go, hey guys, this isn't working. Good night. But they fucking stay. Let me try another joke that won't work.
Yeah, no. The thing with that is, never fear. If you acknowledge,
that's what you've learned.
I still have this. I have this belief where if you go on stage, you know how it went. Just come off stage and go, guys, I died. Let people rip you off for 10 minutes and carry on with life.
Avoid eye contact with other comedians.
Okay, so controversial comedy.
You ruin their set.
You use your controversial comedian that you're thinking of, Jim Jefferies type stuff.
Yeah, I'm not like shock value for the sake of shock value, but like I love Louis C.K. So he talks about like abortion either being like taking a shit or like killing a baby, you know. And in my mind, I don't know if the South African audience is immediately.
Well, we're not that grown up as audiences. We're not that. We'll take offense to the word rather than the concept.
Yeah.
So you can talk about something, and as soon as those triggers go off, I've watched people. They retract.
Yeah, they just go. Not part of this anymore.
Yeah.
I made a joke about that with. An estate agent. She was in the audience. I said, "What do you do?" Because that's kind of you're trying to, as a host, get the people. She said, "Oh, is your face on the dustbins?" So immediately she was like, "Oh," because her face is on the fucking dustbin because she's an estate agent.
Yeah.
So I said, "Are you next to the abortion one or the penis enlargement one?" Because I'm just trying to show them you can't advertise a premium product on a fucking dustbin next to penis enlargement and abortion.
Yeah.
Which are quite weird that they're on the same dustbin.
Yeah.
I got my penis enlarged.
But now I just keep on making everyone pregnant with this big.
Now I need to stop.
And I bought a house from Janet.
I need to phone Dr. Wonga.
What's on the other? Because dustbins have four sides. What's on the other side?
Well, some dustbins are
probably around. A DA person.
No. On the other side, they took the thing off to make the sign that the guy at the robot is standing with. Please help. And the sign is upside down and it's awkward because you're trying to
read. Look at the rivet holes.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side will be one of Sean Stevens's gig.
Oh, yeah. One of those fishbone gigs. A Soul Shack poster. Wow, we are assholes.
That's what we got.
This is lovely.
Portion. But I don't think our audiences are mature enough.
Okay.
When they go and watch these shows, like there's a thing called the Cape Town Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And just if you paint a picture of the average audience members, they come to that thing once a year. But they're not coming to the clubs and seeing the zingy side of comedy, which is where we're doing it every night. We're trying to see, push ourselves and the boundary. They're just coming once a year.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you going? Will you please answer my security guard who keeps phoning me and telling me there's a delivery? I'm like, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not there. Yeah.
So that's an interesting thing though, and that's a difference that you have to realize as a comedian versus audience, is that like Dave will say something like the dustbin thing because he notices that, where normal audience won't notice that until you say it. So then they'll go, oh wait, but that's messed up, you know, and there's like a whole bunch of emotions that are going with that one statement.
So yeah, so your comedian job is to point out the difference, but not to be controversial. I think that's the key.
Yeah.
If you're saying it's controversial material or it's rude or offensive, let's call it offensive. John Prisson makes a career out of being charmingly offensive. He did mention Muslims, Jesus, every kind of religion, but it's just so cute and cuddly.
Also, he warms up his audience and he has the reputation of doing that, so they're kind of prepared for it.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're a young comic, do you tell them about yourself first, your background, or you just hit them straight up with a...
Well, I'm so new to it, so I don't really have a... But I kind of just get straight into it. Maybe a little introduction. Certainly at the start, I used to say I was from the East Rand again to set that expectation.
Yeah.
But there's also... What about people in the audience who don't actually understand the geographic nature of what we do in this country? So when I went to the overseas parts, you can't say where you're from. You have to explain to them, it's very much like this. This is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that association.
But we don't split our town into... Everyone's the same, man. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Right.
Fucking Truman Show.
Right.
So you do that first. Okay, wait. We've got to get into our friends' questions.
Friends' questions.
All right. So what he's asking here is, podcasts are probably not as widely accepted in South Africa yet as in other places. How difficult is it for you guys to keep being creative, to stay relevant in a crowded market and even increase market share? Never even knew about that.
Wow.
What we do is when we run out of ideas, we get you to send us questions.
Yeah. And go, that's a good question.
You've said it before, like, we can't assume that having a guest on here means you've got content.
Yes, no, for sure.
We've had people on here that I thought would be very smart in terms of comedy, and they literally answered yes and no.
One-worded answers, or they just went, I don't know.
So all we can do...
Exactly.
We can say to you, when you meet someone, tell them how to download the podcast. And the young comics, do you listen to podcasts? Not even ours, others as well.
Just other podcasts. There's so much information. You sample things that have to do with the audio
format.
There
are very few.
There's a man walking through the studio right now. That guy markets his podcast incredibly. He'll take your phone, download the app, and download 3 or 4, if there's a Wi-Fi zone, 3 or 4 of the best podcasts.
I was just going to say, this is asking to get more. Now you're just using my data to download podcasts.
That happened to me last night. This guy was like, follow my YouTube channel, and then started watching videos to show everyone. I was like, that's my data, yo.
That's hilarious.
That's my data, yo. It's so nice because you can't call him a cunt. You can't use the N word.
It
sounds like this.
It's so hard to be a white girl. Like, can't complain properly.
Robin was going to say, it's so hard not to use the N word. It's a daily struggle to not shout out.
It is a cute little word, hey? and then you're there and you go ninja.
Like, I don't know it. This is some dude going to start beatboxing and then she's going to rap. Yo, that's my data, yo.
Yo. But your cap says I love vinyl. You do DJ.
No, I don't. I just like
who
the
added
cap.
That? Was it funny?
It's part of the cap. I know it looks drawn on, but it's supposed to look drawn on.
Somebody has desecrated the cap and then made it mainstream.
I don't have a special affinity for vinyls.
Like you asked me if I cut lawns.
Yeah, because
not in an industrial way. But I have an electrical lawnmower, and my lawn is about as big as this desk.
And also, like,
I look after that shit.
You can cut it with a scissors. It's not a John Deere. Is there a John Deere scissors?
It's over. Yeah, I went big.
How many words?
I started and I stopped.
Yeah. How many words do you know that have N and Y next to each other in them? In any case, that you can
all
fit
of,
onto a
all
cap.
Of Nick Goliath's material.
We're just firing shots, baby. No, but yeah, I feel you.
Well, how many words do you have NY in them?
I think it's just vinyl. Vinyl and spinal as an A, so it's N-A-L.
You're trying to rhyme. All right, but now listen. Increase market
Don't
share.
Don't take my data, yo.
Robin, how do we increase market share on our podcast?
I guess sponsorship, spreading it out, sharing.
But do you tell people about the podcast? Do you say, listen to this one, it's really cool?
No, because I haven't.
Listen in your car.
Yeah. Well,
I can't stand radio stations anymore.
Like,
I can't stand a dumb DJ going, and they've got Google, and they go, what is a fidget spinner? I'm not saying who it was, but it was a Yonder MVP.
I don't want to say names.
They're just stupid.
Yeah, but it's weird because like when I was in America, like every second comedian has a podcast and they're all sitting on the tube or on the subway like listening to podcasts. So it's very different. They have this culture of listening to podcasts. So like we've got to try and promote that as a society here.
That's the education side of it then. Yeah. We need to tell other comedians to listen to this.
First of all, data is expensive. Like that's
And I think
barriers to entry.
The other thing is we also need to pay attention to podcasts. So you can't be doing something that requires your full attention and you need to listen to something at the same time. Like I started listening to a podcast called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yes.
And the dude is literally just reading a porno that his dad wrote and he's got two of his friends and they're just laughing at what his dad wrote because most of the shit is insane. But if you don't listen for a second, you lose what they're talking about.
Oh. Okay.
So my one was this American Life and then a few others.
Yeah.
You get stuck into them heavily, eh?
Yeah, you do.
You actually, your day is a bit of a fuck up. It's a bit like watching a YouTube channel. And
oh,
you just can't stop.
Got stuck into porn heavily.
That's I did as well.
Yeah, that happens often. Often. Way often.
You must play a porn clip and then the podcast at the same time.
And see which one pulls your attention.
Yeah, that's how it was intended to be consumed.
Was it on a what's it? Simulcast?
Yeah.
Okay, then Okay, so we have barriers to entry. We have data problems. And we must just talk about it more.
We have a WhatsApp.
We have WhatsApp.
I see a WhatsApp.
Hello, boys and Robin. Drive no to vet but listening. Drive now. Driving now to vet.
You shouldn't be texting and driving, Michelle.
You know what's weird? Michelle runs a massive aquarium and she's probably taking a penguin to the vet.
Yeah, she's
but like I wonder. That. I was thinking
like
a big tank of fish.
On the little fucker. Does it sit in the back?
She's got a whale on the back seat as we speak. This whale is just like vomiting and stuff. He had a rough night.
Why would it be vomiting?
Because why else are you taking the whale to the vet?
Why would you take it to the vet?
Yeah.
Whale vomit is a delicacy.
Probably in Japan.
I know. But I don't
eat
know
the whole
how
whale.
You eat it. Yeah, they fucking hate they whales. They hate whales.
You have whale? No, we're leaving.
Whale chunder, please, on a bed of lettuce.
Yeah, it's like, but we have to
You don't put it on lettuce because it's warm, probably. And then it flattens the lettuce.
It probably tastes better cold, though.
I put my whale vomit in ice trays. And then if you come to my house and you have a margarita, I always put a little blob of whale vomit ice.
Well, two blobs for me because...
Two blobs for me.
I want extra whale vomit for that.
So she's taking a penguin or something to the vet. And the nice thing is never, ever missed a single podcast
in
a year and
like
a half.
There, she's driving and listening to the podcast. That's fine because driving is already
that
thing.
How are you doing
thing.
It? Do you have like I'm asking Michelle, how is she doing it?
No, drive and text.
Because now you're driving.
No, not drive and text, listening to the podcast.
You can listen in your car. You put the podcast on, you put it through your car. Bluetooth.
Come on, man.
Robin, you didn't just
that 2017, Robin.
No, but like the data and the phone and stuff.
No, you load the podcast. Listen, what you do is you take the 10 you want. There's a little, you swipe right and you can click on download. So you go to your Wi-Fi and you download 10 podcasts you want.
Yeah.
It stores the full podcast on the app.
Okay.
Then when you're driving, you can listen to 10 at once.
Okay.
Yes.
And that you can listen
this
to
this is the
app.
Information the people need to know.
The people, meaning you.
And other people.
No. People
music.
Know.
Me.
That was heavy brain shit, man.
Yeah.
You guys love how Robin's like, Michelle, I'm reaching out to you now. I'm talking to you directly.
# asking for a friend. You know when the psychic, when someone phones into a radio station, the psychic goes, Janet, you've got to look at someone in your office that starts with the letter L. And then goes, you mean surname or name? Both.
Oh, you heard that yesterday too. Ah, that was funny.
I hated that.
That stuff is funny.
Did you want to phone in?
I wanted to. I've done a couple of times. But then they never read mine. They never read mine. And I'm just like, yo,
can
man.
Can I give you yours? You got to watch out for DL.
Yeah.
Career limiting move.
Those guys.
Okay, wait. So now with that next question. We won't get through. And I want to do this again next week. We'll do some more. So he's also asked, how do comedians constantly evolve their sets? So it's more dealing
evolve
with the previous.
Or involve.
Evolve. Okay. How do they evolve their sets? I mean, what's the news this week? It's forgotten next week. So you can do a really up to date news.
You see, the thing with doing material like that is if you are a current affairs guy, then obviously you just need to stay in the loop.
Your thing.
You need to stay in the loop. You need to know how to make fun of the guys in the media that's, you know, reporting on like the president, cabinet, whatever it is. But if you're just doing general stuff like, yo, man, the other day I was sitting and I was watching TV and I realized that TV stands, now you're just talking about TV stands.
Yes.
So TV stands are universal. You can use
so
this.
So you are you coming across as being a latest news thing.
Yeah.
And then you diverse
and then you just change it up.
Comedy terrorist.
Yeah.
But then he's also asking, even though you are up to date with news, the crowds change.
Yes.
Which is what you said.
So well, Bologna, what happens is you die 6 or 7 times and then you scrap the material.
Robin, if you're dying next time, can you go, guys, this isn't working, but thanks, and leave, or are you going to keep doing it?
I want to use 5 minutes
Okay, so you got your 5 minutes.
And
okay.
then if so I'm then, dying so, at 5 minutes, then
so then this is I'm asking for Michelle.
But I'm not dying every week. I know that. No, but
I'm asking for Michelle. Your 5 minutes. You want to all young comics. They want to get that 5 minutes down.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you, did you watch Bongani Dube that night when he did his half-hour intros?
Yes.
Each comedian.
He did like 10 minutes of like, oh, she's a girl. Was in New York, and but maybe she's funny. And I'm just like,
no, you fucked it up for you big time. Minutes. You didn't die because of you. I think you died because of the 17-minute opener, which he did get shat on about. And don't say female comedian. The audience shift their minds. Yeah. They shift their chairs.
Even when they see me,
and
they
it's already difficult enough for a female comic to do this stuff in this environment. Now you're trying to pad the audience by going, listen, put your, you know, don't be so judgmental. No, the thing.
But is it not a case of
prepare yourself? She may not have a sense of humor.
It's a male dominated industry.
So is it not a cool thing? I know the audience like because
but they're going to see she's a female as soon as she walks on.
Yeah, so the thing is,
please welcome your next comedian, Robin Dunlop.
You should leave what they want to think about her to them. Yeah. You shouldn't go, this is the picture I want in your mind before I bring her on.
Yeah.
I think that no one introduces it with the idea of it like being malicious or I think it's like, this is really cool. There's a female comic because they are like...
No, it's not never that like that. Because it's also, it's tough because... What is happening?
No, we're just greeting the dude.
Don't he do the sex show after us?
Floating outside our window.
The thing is that like, because naturally our voices aren't as strong. So then...
Your voice is very strong.
Thank
you.
I've been working. I've been working on it. I've been working at a... Well, I've been shadowing at a radio station. Anyway.
Shadowing? At Mix FM?
Yes.
Cool. Nope.
And do so it, I've
man.
Grown my
do
voice.
It. Good.
Anyway. So now... Like, I'm going to come on and you already... First of all, you see me and your focus isn't where it should be because... Oh, there's a chick on stage. Let's check her out, make a statement about who she is, what she is. And then, oh, she's talking about real things. She's not just saying, oh, sex and drugs and whatever, you know.
Tampons,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's the thing is that immediately when you go, oh, there's a girl coming on, you think, oh, this is what she's going to talk about. Oh, she's talking about graveyards? What? And then it, like, completely... So
but
it's
do
like
you ever do that in
the
intro? Say, hi, everyone, I'm a girl.
No, I'm
still
working on my
intro. I had a comedian say, guys,
my name's
Seppo, I'm black. And I'm a comedian. So I said, you know, of the three things you said there, we know two of them already. Yeah. Can you just be funny now so we know the third thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
But so you don't reference, as soon as you come on, you sort of apologize for being a woman because I saw you do that at Benoni. And that was like almost because you got introduced incorrectly. Then you had to apologize and go, yeah, I know, I'm a chick. But can you just fucking listen to me for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like every girl I've ever dated. Just 5 minutes. Just shut up. All right. So now he also says other things. He says, do you come on stage and adapt your comedy when you see there's a shift in either the color of the audience or the age of the audience? Do you change your set?
Since Feb. I have actually done it. If there's like maybe older audience members, I change it. And often to my detriment. I think I let the, get the like the
that
crowd.
It gets the better of
instead of doing what you said, you wrote down.
So we call it,
let's call it, he says, how do you gauge demographics? So you are sitting there being almost a scientist going, hang on a second, there's kids in the audience. At that one thing we did in Lens.
Yeah.
The guy said, do you mind if I bring my kid? I can't find a babysitter. I said, but the gig's in 2 weeks' time. You're telling me you can't find a babysitter
in two weeks?
And he says, yeah, 7 is really cool. I said, generally, stand-up comedy is not for kids. But then also, the show starts at 8.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your kid doing? Like, you can bring him, and he's going to learn some words.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened
last
night.
It's, whenever there's a kid in the audience...
I'll even use the K word.
And there's a comic before, and he uses the word fuck. If there's a comic before and he uses like fuck or talks about dicks and that before me, I'm like, okay, cool. Now it's acceptable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's cool.
That's another question.
If the little kids heard it, then now I can hear it again.
I think it's important to watch the people before you to kind of gauge the room.
But then also keep your... Don't do that. Keep your sovereignty. If you are... Say you're Eastern Rand, you've got a cap, you've got a lumberjack shirt on. You keep your thing. It's almost nicer when the audience... Oh, this is refreshing. He's not going to talk about dicks. So you must keep your stuff. So I heard a guy in the audience, he was watching and I could see we were losing him. And then he said to his mom or something, he says, oh, thank God this guy's on. And you look at him and you're like, fuck, okay, cool. So the people know what they like.
Yeah.
And that comedian didn't change his set because there was a kid there. He kept it. Do you think it was at Parker's? So the guy had seen Tony Dick King. You could see he was straying.
So it was like Tony the King, Martin
and
Davis.
And then Lucky Duplessis from Highfield came on. And he could see he sat forward because he knows the guy from radio. So there are other things as well. So you must do your shadow.
Yeah.
You are tenacious, Robin. Let's put it that way.
Tenacious. Is like that a good or bad?
It's like a... You know when you run over...
I love it when people use words I don't understand. It's like, yeah.
Yes. I won
the Tenacity Award in Matric. Yeah. So that word...
Did you?
And that
actually
attribute,
gave an award. When, yeah. But Matric was... Like when?
Oh, 2005?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that long ago?
Yeah, it's a while. I mean, mine is
great. I was old.
But Ryan,
and
tell
I won
more.
The Tenacity
tell
Award.
Tell me more. How do you win that?
I don't actually know. I think I just maybe in their minds I deserved an award and they ran out of actual ones. So
and I mean, they gave this award to an actual award.
Yes, it was.
So it means never give up. You were always there. Ryan was the guy you could rely on. He played under 15 D C, but he was always there.
He played that D.
He scored.
He was the water boy. He brought us
he
water.
Scored. The cricketers, he always had the scorebook there and he'd use different colours for the different runs.
Listen, I don't know what it was based on, but I was happy I got the award. You know, you get that silverware.
In the cabinet. Yo, your kids aren't going to ask dad.
That's my
so
award,
yeah.
Is it framed on
poor.
Your...
We didn't get any awards at school, so we went to a place called Trophy World, which is in Brakpan. Yeah. And we gave ourselves fucking awards.
Yes, I know that place.
$20 a trophy.
You know, also done. No. What happened was, in my mind, I firmly believe that trophies were specially made for occasions. So people got this trophy, and it was the only trophy of its kind. And then I went to Trophy World, and I was like, so this is the fucking place
it's
they
a
get
lie.
This
lied. They've been lying to us.
Everybody's a lie.
It's just cheap plastic.
Yeah. Tenacity is this. Yes. When I once ran over a...
Listen to the story.
I ran over a pedestrian.
It was in Newland.
And he didn't die.
I ran over a...
I kept on going back and forth.
That's
tenacity.
That's tenacity. He didn't die.
Bum, 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 bum. I ran over a squirrel. But okay. What happened is he ran into the road and he was so cute as well because you check, he knew the nuts were on that side and his house was on that side. So he's been doing this a whole day, but he didn't bargain on me. So he knew the cars are 20 meters away, he can fast enough to get there. And he could see he had done this before. But when he saw me, he sort of stopped. And then I thought, okay, he's definitely going to carry on to the house because he's got the nut already. But then he went back towards the nut side and that's when I ran over him. But then I stopped.
You went to the other lane.
I swerved left because I thought, okay, he's got the nuts. He's on his way right. Don't change lanes.
Is that a metaphor for life, really?
Indicates what
I mean. A nut in hand is better than two nuts.
Don't go get your nuts. Go home.
Yeah. You've got enough nuts.
Stop playing with your nuts, man.
Don't
go
need
home.
Additional nuts.
Stop playing with your nuts and go
so
home.
I just, tenacity was not that part of the story. When I stopped the car to go see if he was okay,
he got up
and kind of... His one side of his body had been squashed by the tire, but he kind of puffed it up, and he was like, "Sun's out, guns out, baby!" And he kind of walked, just carried on walking away. And I'm like, "You go, little squirrel! Don't ever give up."
Yeah.
He may have died of other injuries when he got home,
yeah.
But also I hope he showed the other squirrels his injuries and went, "Guys, a thing happened to me today."
But
and then
here,
they also they all carved a little tenacity award out of one of the acorns.
Here you go, dude. Don't
and
die.
He just wouldn't die, eh?
I think that's definitely how it ended. Definitely.
And the tenacity part of it was squirrel blood.
Squirrel
blood takes years to get off the car.
Stay woke about the road.
Look both ways.
The moral of the story.
Don't double cross.
And tenacity is also the blood of the squirrel is deep within the paint of the car. That's an old ancient native Indian.
Native
Indian.
That's a,
I do know it was Chief Longfoot.
Yes.
Pretty sure Confucius wrote it.
Eagle Eye.
What do you say? The paint of the squirrel.
Eagle Eye Cherry said that.
Is deep within.
Drives with Bucky. Yeah.
The Bucky.
Yeah. Chief drives with Bucky. Oh,
man, I'm actually going to cry now. That was deep. All right, let's go back to our questions.
I think.
Did we come up with an answer?
You kind of went, Robin, keep going. I'm so proud of
you.
You
are the squirrel in the story, by the way. Not the Bucky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Robin.
Go get them nuts, girl.
What's your assistant, Robin?
I mean,
yeah.
Dunlop.
Not touching
Robin
it.
Dunlop.
You see,
what just happened now.
What?
You're not the squirrel.
Keep
you're
rolling,
the tire.
Sir. Keep rolling. It's your data, yo.
Robin.
It's my data, yo.
Okay, who's. Okay, I'm off today taking my cat. Oh, we saw this one. Guess what?
Michelle.
You
should have
said
some funny stuff. Wait, let me see. I'm off today taking my cat to the vet. I listen on my spare phone with a pocket with dongle at work.
So that's another... she's
questions
got a dongle.
And a spare phone.
You must always take your dongle to the vet.
So, Michelle... Yeah. I was just going to say, goldfish. Michelle works at an aquarium and she sells drugs. Because why else do you have a spare phone, Michelle?
I'm just so upset now that in my mind, I had it with in the Ford Focus with the two penguins, one in the front,
an exotic
one in the back, just
and
looking
the
at
whale.
Imagine you're driving
the
highway and you look, and there's a penguin like just looking at you through the window.
Wearing shades.
No, they do think they're special.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
I love penguins. They're so adorable. And he just have flips you been to Simon's Town?
I'll tell you a story. Amazing. I was once in Simon's Town, and this squirrel, I mean this penguin.
Your series of all bullshit that revolve around squirrels.
Look, the thing is, what I was trying to say was,
across the road.
I was drinking.
This penguin had a little sardine, and he was running across the road. And I, in my mind, thought he would cross. And I turned left, and the penguin went back to fetch more sardines, ran the fucker over.
But he kept going.
The blood of the penguin runs thicker inside on the rental from Avis. Always
your whole,
rent
your
a red car.
Your whole story is just punctuated by times you rode over a squirrel eating different foods.
Look, the moral of the story animals. Is don't drink in Simon's Town.
Also, always hire red cars from Avis.
So it matches.
Don't
matches
go to Cape Town. Blood.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So we didn't really answer this question, whether you change your set. If you've got a strong, if you're starting, possibly do go, hey, listen, I apologize to you in the wheelchair or Muslim or somebody, I have a joke about it. Maybe ask the audience. That's all you can do.
I had that last night where I did one of my old gags, and that table that was there didn't laugh. So you guys didn't like that joke, like not at all.
So just ask them.
Okay, cool. I'll do a joke just for you guys. This is just for you guys. And then I did a joke just for them, and they laughed. And I was like,
Eric, you wouldn't have done that 3 years ago.
I wouldn't have.
But that also comes to material, and if you have strong enough stuff to change it up while you're going.
Okay, how do you market yourselves? For instance, some people write books. And it must be tremendously stressful to do these things. So as more and more comedians are coming through in the market, like Ryan and Robin.
I wear low-cut shirts on stage.
No, you see, but now you're playing into the hands of the gender-specific you stuff now. You didn't want us to do.
I also wear low-cut tops on stage.
And also, you have writing on your shirt. Before what, do you wear low-cut tops, Ryan?
Huh? All the time, actually. Mostly on stage.
When you're saying, you're talking about a vest.
Your wife, Peter.
Yes. That's actually an adjective, not a clothing item.
It's a noun. Adjective. You're describing.
Wife beater.
Yeah. No, you're describing what you're doing.
I got asked the other day, we're doing homework with a bunch of kids, and they said, what's an adverb and a pronoun? I'm like, hey, look at that sparkly thing, and I fucked off.
You're like, I have a story about a squirrel.
You want to know what life's about, kids? Let me tell you.
Listen to this story. You're not going to believe it.
An uncle like that was just super tough and that ate nails and just was this badass.
Yeah.
And then he just, all he said to us kids all the time, he's so happy, he goes, come here. And then he'd hold you by the neck, but he was trying to be not aggressive, just being loving. And he'd hold you by the neck here and go, cowboys don't cry.
Yeah, he's an alcoholic now.
He's dead.
But you're joking. I'm not a cowboy.
My dad.
My stepdad used to say that to us cowboys, not the holding
he's
the neck thing.
To me too.
But then I'm like,
what,
cowboys don't cry.
Yeah, but I'm not a cowboy.
And then you cry.
I cry like a little.
We stopped crying immediately. I've never seen tears go into someone's body that quickly. When Eddie Clark goes, come here. And you're like, oh, here we go.
I have that uncle.
And but he's bleeding. Your toe's bleeding.
Yeah, no, he's still that guy. So he'll greet you. Like, he's got a very aggressive handshake. Yeah. And you're like, yo, man, ease up. I got a sore shoulder. Then he goes, oh, your shoulder sore. Is that so?
Shake my hand. You see the puffy part of the hand here? I once shook a guy's hand, and then I slipped off the hand, and all I did was shake the fat part over there. I just shook his fat part.
That feels awkward.
And then I felt, can I have another, like when you said?
Can I have another?
You didn't like that joke. And I said, can we please shake hands again? Because I feel now you think I'm your weird dude in the room. Can I shake your cock and prove to you that I'm the weird dude?
I'll joke you off to prove I'm a man.
I'm a real man.
Robin, I'm teaching you things.
No, I'm...
Your shirt has writing on, so I keep reading it.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Forrest Gump.
Okay, wait. So next question. How do you market yourself, Ryan? What is your plan?
I suppose social media, just like anything, sharing it.
Give us your hashtags, Ryan Holiday.
Hashtag. Okay, my Instagram is @RyanJames1987.
Oh, gross. Swag. That's never going to catch up.
Swag. Yeah. So much swag.
That's my name, my second name, and my year.
The year you were born. My year of burn is every year.
I burn so badly in 1987.
Where were you born?
And,
so, Ryan.
Was this a particularly long Durban holiday?
Wait, what is it again? So
@RyanJames.
Ryan James. No spaces, eh?
And also I have a
So when I was in matric, you were born.
You guys are old. Like, I'm just putting it out there. You guys are
old. I'm old?
No, he's old. Yeah, he's super old.
I'm like, going to go on the young side of the table.
No, you old too. Shit. Stay that side.
Old. Infect I'm me with like your 3 years age. Older than you.
That's a lot.
3 years. That's a baby.
I'm not old. I just downloaded this new Michael Jackson song. sung by his daughter. She's singing now. Do you want someone to go in this year and say, you know, you're not really Michael Jackson's kid that you totally adopted?
Yeah, you
can't sing.
Who's this? Billie Jean?
Super Caucasian.
The baby.
Blanket.
Sorrow. I don't know.
Blanket is supposed to be a boy.
The girl.
The girl.
What's her name?
I don't know. I know there's Paris. Prince.
Paris. Well, yeah, Paris. Ryan. 2 points for us. Let's do a quiz. Who's that?
Somebody. And you have to Michael guess Jackson. The correct Michael Jackson.
Is it a white one or the black one?
I don't know how far in the career. I'm going to go transition.
It's the caramel, black one.
Like Eric.
It's
black. At this point, he looked like Eric.
He was in the middle. He was colored.
Jennifer. Who was the one? Who changed?
Billie Jean.
I was watching the Kardashians, and it starts off with a cast.
You were watching the
Kardashians?
And
when the credits come up, the cast changed, and one of the guys became a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Caitlin.
Caitlin. Okay. Anyway, that's not the question. How do you market yourself? So social media... One man shows, doing like what you do, shadow at a radio station. Get your name out there. Come
doing
here.
Don't. If this helps.
The best way to market yourself is on social media. Because if you tell people you're a comedian in person, then it just goes to shit.
That's why I make beer.
It sucks. The one time I told this guy, he was like hitting on me. And I was like, yeah, I'm a stand-up comedian. And I thought it would be so great. And he was like, what went wrong in your life?
That's brilliant.
Well, on my side, right. It just goes horribly in a different direction as well.
A pizza just and like a comedian.
One can feed a family of four.
See.
Hey.
Right. 2 points for Ryan.
I plan to feed myself on kill.
Robin, please catch up.
I'm going to...
You are 6 points
I'm going to marry rich, maybe, one day.
You keep saying that, and that's why you come on here to meet a husband.
No.
Wrong place.
No, definitely not.
Michelle,
here to meet
do you want to marry
Michelle's
Robin?
Taking her cat
we are
to the
speaking
bed.
To you now. We're trying to connect with you, Michelle.
I'm a little upset that Robin dismissed me without even really giving me a chance.
That actually goes to the next question.
No, it started with, I come from the East, right?
Okay.
Well, because there's so many comedians in the market now, do you support other comedians or do you feel a little bit jealous when you see someone successfully doing this? By the way, that's our last question.
I think I support the guys that I think are good. But I don't know. It's like there's a massive like camaraderie amongst comedians. So,
that's true, yeah.
I mean, I haven't experienced any hate because everyone experiences death
they
together.
Behind
I think Ryan James Holiday is such a doist.
We all die together. We just die.
There's always those few that are sort of not part of the rest, if you know what I mean. They kind of like talk shit about the bigger group.
You can't do that. The industry's too small.
I don't like those ones.
Okay.
Eric, also, the not funny ones.
We actually have been. We've done. But I do. We have other gigs coming up. There's something in Cape Town happening called Trending Comics.
Speaking about hashtags. This weekend. And
who's on the lineup?
Weekend, it's Robbie Collins, Skalga Beside Note, Loiso Madinga, and Neil Green.
Okay, cool. And that's run by who? Is that,
that
Tukunda?
Is Tukunda, yeah.
And it's sponsored by Tall Horse. So there's the thing. Get a sponsor. Get the things. And that's called Trending Comics.
They could have just called it Giraffe.
They could have called it Lineup at the Cape Comedy Club.
Yeah. It's sponsored by a giraffe. Okay. In the savannah.
We are going to go. Name Robin Dunlop, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me again.
I didn't invite you. You WhatsApped me at 12:30.
Yeah.
No, don't.
It's
at night.
How do you know that I'm awake at that time?
You were online. A show last night and I knew that you were going home.
I lied to you. I wasn't at a show. Were you? Could you not sleep? All right. Ryan James Holiday. We wish you lots of luck. Keep going.
Thanks very
much. I want to come see you do your stuff. And that's cool.
And kill it.
You look like you can do this.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep killing, son.
Who are you?
Who am I? I am Eric the Viking, known of Norse descent. And I am here to take over everything in the... I'm joking. I'm Eric Jansen and I'm just trying to be funny, man. That's my life. I love you guys. We'll see you again
just now.
This
has been the Just Now Comedy Podcast. Download us. Hashtags. Just now. SA Comedy. My name's Dave Linson. Good night.
This is CliffCentral.com.